Welcome to the Anime Syndicate Podcast. I'm Frank, your host, and I'm joined here with Josh.
What up? All right, sorry. I don't know.
So today we're doing a little quote unquote emergency episode of this podcast. To talk about the season finale of the Demon Slayer Hashira training arc. Josh, being the uncultured swine that he has never seen this other than the movie.
No, it's not true. I've seen season one and the movie. I'm sure you have. I have. Sure I saw season one and the movie.
I'm sure you have. No, but seriously. He hasn't.
Okay.
I don't even think he saw the movie.
We saw the movie together.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you were asleep through most of it.
Oh, my God. No, if this was the Jujutsu Kaisen movie, then I'd say, yeah, you're probably right, because that show sucks. But this is good. What? I honestly don't even want to watch Jujutsu Kaisen anymore, and I want to just get caught up on this, like, because I like this show. This show is interesting.
You say you watched the first season, and that was like 4 years ago.
I'll rewatch it again. Fuck, I don't give a shit.
No, I'm just saying. You like the show, but you've never picked it up after 4 years.
I don't have time. I don't watch any. The only way that I'm able to watch anime is for doing reviews for this and doing stuff for this.
Yep.
It's the only way I'm able to watch anime now.
Yep.
I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have recreational time.
Mm-hmm.
If I had recreational time, you know what my recreational time is doing, Frank, is spent doing?
Mm-hmm.
It's spent going to GameRageMagazine.com, where you can hear our full menu of podcasts and our full assortment of content that we have available. My time is also spent following at Game Rage Magazine on Instagram and TikTok. Also at Game Rage Mag on Twitter/X, if you're into that kind of thing. Anime Syndicate has its own Instagram channel, or it's a page, right? Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. Instagram profile. I don't know. Anime_syndicate_podcast, which you should join the anime revolution and follow.
You mean the syndicate?
Oh, yeah. Join the anime. You should join the syndicate. Become an agent of the syndicate. Before we all. What was that thing they said? Go home and get. Go get Warcraft before we all kill you. Go home and fucking subscribe to the Anime Syndicate before we all kill you. Anyways, that was a cheap plug. Carry on.
So anyway, I saw this episode and I was like, the entire time I was just like, just fucking enthralled. And once again, UFO Table just showcasing their fucking animation. I forgot who it was, but they said it best. At this point, can we even call this fucking animation anymore? At what point is this special effects?
Yeah, it's cinema. That's what it is, man. It's cinema. That's just it. Cinema. It's cinematic. This episode was cinematic in every fucking way possible.
Starting off with Muzan's, as Josh called it, wrestling entrance.
Oh, man. That was so good. That, like, those steps, like, oh man, and just that slow walk sauntering in, knowing that you own this fucking bitch, like, you own this place, you're about to fuck their shit up, you're just walking in, and clearly, as I said when we were watching this, I'm like, man, capes just make everything fucking better. Now, I don't know if that applies to real life, but in anime, oh man, capes are good to go. I feel like if you tried to pull off a cape in real life, you'd be looked at.
I don't know, man. Look at Jimmy Smits.
Jimmy Smits? Oh, it's just Cooper having a fucking hairball attack. But you want him to die, so why do you even care?
Yeah, but he's ruining the recording.
Oh. Well, do you want me to pause until he's done having his death attack? All right. Oh, fuck. As I'm going to pause it. All right, I think he's done. I guess, Jesus Christ. Now it's just funnier. Now I almost need to leave it in. I should pick him up and bring him in here to just do it into the microphone.
Yeah,
Go drink the water, fool. Are you good? All right, now I got to pause it. Just see if he's dying. Okay, he didn't die. Frank's like, ah, damn it. He didn't die. Not this time.
What the fuck? That's why I told you not to record so I can say shit like that.
Oh, why? What's wrong with that? You hate Cooper. Anyway.
Great. Now if something happens to him, it's out to the world that I don't like him.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to blame you. Like, I'm going to be like, you know what, guys? Cooper finally succumbed to Frank's fucking hatred and just died. Anyways, so this shit was amazing.
Mm.
That fucking, that villainous walk, again, the cape. Like I said, I was saying
that Jimmy's, what's his name, from Star Wars?
Oh, yeah.
He made it work.
Yeah, I'm not talking about, that's also fiction. I'm talking about in real life. I'm talking about if you decided to wear a cape anywhere. Wait,
that's what?
Star Wars. Fiction.
Science fiction.
Yeah, but it's still fiction, nonetheless.
But science fiction.
Yeah, it's based in reality, but still, it's like a mockumentary almost, all right? It's like kind of reality, but kind of not. So I don't think that if you tried to wear a cape in public, that would go over very well. Especially that short cape like he had on.
There's a name for that. There's a name for that thing.
What is it?
I don't know.
A capette?
No, because it's in Black Clover as well.
A short? Is it just called a short cape?
Whatever it's called. I know it has a name.
Is it a caper? yeah, that was fucking, that cape is cool. I feel like if you wore that in real life, you would be looked at like those guys in high school that wore the flame shirts with like the dragon fucking like necklaces and shit.
You mean you?
I didn't wear flame shirts, okay?
But you wore the dragon necklace.
I mean, no one knew that I had that, but still, all right. Shut up, you had one too.
I didn't. I had the wolf shirts.
Oh, whatever. The moon wolf shirt, the wolf howling at the moon shirt.
Yeah.
Those are sweet. I do want to get me one of those. Anyways, yeah, I feel like that's how you'd be looked at. If you, like, they, you know, like, you have to have the bowler hat on at the same time. Oh, man. That's terrible.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. And with those jeans that are like, they're not jeans, but they're like those pants that are, it's like they're black and then they're like stitched. The stitches are colored.
Yeah.
And then the fucking, the flare hangs over your fucking shoes. Your and it's all bottoms? No, yeah, it's like that, but the whole leg is that size. It's not like, because you know bell bottoms, it's like tight and then it flares at the bottom, right? Mm. This is flare at the bottom, but then just continues flared all the way up until your crotch. It's like a giant, it looks like a parachute pant almost. Mm. And they have the fucking, like, the ends of it are tattered because they're not, like, no one's the right size for them. And so they drag across the fucking ground. So the ends of it are tattered. I feel like you'd look like those guys. You get that look if you wore a cape. But anyways, that entrance was fucking smashing just to start off.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this, because I haven't watched the season one of the movie, right? That's it. I'm what, 30 episodes behind and have no fucking clue what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And even not knowing that, the narrative that was displayed in the exposition, because most of this episode was exposition. It was only like the last 7 minutes was the action part.
Yeah.
The rest of it was this exposition.
And lore drop.
And not knowing anything about it, that was still enthralling. That was excellent storytelling. Even being 30 episodes behind, it was still enthralling nonetheless. And I didn't actually even fall asleep once during that. So... Then shut the fuck up. So the enthralling nature of the dialogue, the lore drop, not to mention the all out action that took place at the end or towards the end with the nuke that fucking went off. That this is how you do a fucking finale. This was a season finale, mm-hmm. Right here. Hell, this was a season finale with a monumental cliffhanger.
Perfectly leading into what's going to be the next three movies.
Did they say why they're choosing to utilize the movie format?
Honestly, because didn't it feel weird at the end thinking about this going into a season?
Yeah, kind of like there's not enough. Like this battle ain't going to be enough.
Yeah.
But you can eke, what, 90, like an hour and a half, 3 hours.
One thing I got to say about Demon Slayer, it's always been about quality over quantity.
Yeah, true.
They did it with the Muzan train. The, what was it? The,
oh, yeah.
The Mugen train?
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Look at that.
I was just going to see what the movies. Like, oh, because you know what? That's how they're going to pull it off. The movie is going to be this. The first one's going to be this battle, right? I didn't see that, but I just, they're not saying that, but they're just saying Demon Slayer Saga will conclude with Infinity Castle film trilogy.
That's what this is. Yeah.
So that is going to be them finishing this, whatever this battle is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to probably do some fuckery and win. But not really win. They're just going to like win the battle. And then they're going to be like, hey, they're going to somehow get expelled from there. Like he's going to expel them from there. Or do something, right?
Mm.
What? You read the manga, so you know what happens, right?
Yeah.
I feel like there's something's going to happen. And then the middle movie is going to be like an Empire Strikes Back where he's going to win something. And then the third movie will be Return of the Jedi, where, yes, the Demon Slayers win in the end, likely.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. Now, I don't want you to ruin it for me.
Yeah, I'm not saying
because
it.
Because I want to watch it in theaters.
That's why I'm telling you, you have until they come out to watch it.
Oh, speaking of which.
I doubt production's even started, dude.
Yeah, well, you said this just ended. So yeah. I want to see when to launch as a theatrical trilogy. Let's see, do they have... Infinity Castle will debut in theaters globally as a film series. It's a three-part cinematic. Okay, do they have any idea when it's going to be put into... Yeah, okay, they're giving me just a fucking... They're giving me a synopsis of the show. I don't need that. I just want to know when the movies are rumored to be coming out. Which they are not, but now they're getting into the history of the Sony and the Sony and anime Crunchyroll fucking merger. Okay, that's not or purchasing. I don't need to know anything about that. Okay, I already know about that. So let's see how many movies. Let's see, Infinity Castle. Infinity Castle release date. Let's just do that. Demon Slayer Infinity Castle release date. Hey, Jamie, look that up for us. Oh, wait, we don't have one. Fuck. Let's see. Release date. Who the fuck knows? It says the first installment they're suggesting will arrive in 2025.
See, yeah, year.
So I got 6 months at least, because it could be January 1st, 2025, right?
No, it's going to have to come out like in the summer.
Oh, it's going to be like a summer movie?
Yeah. When did Mugen Train come out?
I think that was like in August maybe. Mugen Train movie release date. Oh, no, it was April. I was in Japan, though. I wonder when it came out here. USA. USA, USA. Oh, yeah, no, it was April, USA. Interesting. So maybe it'll come out in April.
Maybe.
And that will herald in... Oh, no, wait, I take it back. It came out April 23rd, 2021. Why did it say 2020 on this other thing? Weird. Strange.
So what year?
April 2021.
So around spring, summer.
Spring, yeah. So maybe it'll come out in the spring of 2025.
Yeah.
And then
probably the spring of 2026.
And then the spring of 2027 will be the end.
See, this is how you extend your show, Attack on Titan.
That's true. You don't need to do all this other superfluous bullshit.
Final season part one, part two. Final season part two, season one.
Final season one, part three. Final season, season one, part two, season one, part one, Electric Boogaloo. Give me your money. That's what it should be. It should be when you go to the store to get. Well, you don't do it anymore. But when you hit the button on here, there should be a to like buy the season. It should click a thing, and then the guy should come out and just be like, "Hey, with a gun, just give me your fucking money." Like that's it. Anyways,
yeah. Well, then we go into that Loras with and exposition drop, whatever. Mm. I mean, then you finally get the conversation between Muzan and the master of the demon the demon slayer core. Mm. Of, I can't say that name of the clan. The Yukibitsuki clan.
Higurashi. No, that's another anime.
Yeah, cry the Higurashis.
Higurashi until they cry or whatever.
The cry the Higurashis.
Hiroshia or something like that.
Yeah, and it's funny because like even Muzan was saying, there's no hate coming out of me while having this conversation.
Yeah,
and he's talking about like, oh, you come from my family, and my family's cursed because of it. The gods tell us we have to kill you. He's like, the gods don't exist. I've been killing for 1,000 years with whatever
unabated impunity.
Yeah, no god or Buddha's ever touched me.
Yeah, no one's ever come give me consequences, basically.
And he has that little scene where he goes, yeah, but in the last 1,000 years, no one's ever forgiven you. All that hate is now directed at you. He's just saying, you stepped on the tiger's tail. You incurred the dragon's wrath. Mm-hmm. But he's saying, your time's up, motherfucker. And he's just telling him straight up, like, and Muzan's just like, uh-huh, yeah. Keep talking. All he's saying is like, it's just my steak getting perfectly done.
Perfectly well done.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
And then that's when the fucking mini nuke goes off.
I feel like in an abridged series of this, mm-hmm. the joke would be at the end there, before he nukes him, is to just say something to the effect of, in 1,000 years... Whatever, after he gives that whole monologue about the thing, and he says, yeah, but in 1,000 years, and he looks up at him, you still a bitch. And then, and then the dude goes off like, that would be a fucking funny way to do it.
Bitbridge.
Huh? Bitbridge. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Anyway.
Beep, 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 beep.
Fuck your cat.
No, do not walk on the fucking keyboard again. Don't sniff the mouse. What are you trying to do?
Watch this.
Whoa.
I thought I was going to scare her.
Nah, she's like, get fucked, Frank. I'm a cat, bitch. Anyways. So, yeah, man.
Probably the prettiest fucking nuke ever.
That was the coolest. The way that they... Like the tiles on the roof individually, came, like, man, that was so expertly done.
And then you see like the shockwave and then the snow melts, the little snowflake.
Yeah. When the heat reaches it, you can see the snowflakes melt. That was fucking cool.
Then you also see, so because I didn't notice it my first time, I noticed it this time around. You saw the cow chops in the air. Mm. I didn't notice it the first time I saw it. Mm. And just like you, I thought Muzan did that.
Yeah, so did I. I was like, the fuck? I was like, oh man, because he was reaching out like he was doing this, and I was like, oh yeah, he's just fucking he's nuking everybody. Because I knew he could regenerate.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, he's just gonna nuke the field and then just regenerate and be like, haha, everybody's dead but me.
But then when you see him regenerate, I'm like, why would he put himself in so much pain just to kill a sick man?
That's true, but I mean, just that's to prove a point, I guess.
And even before that, when he tells him, hey, you can kill me because the demon core loves me, especially the Hashira.
Yeah.
And you see them running.
Oh, yeah.
Like their life depended on it to get to his castle. And they're like, making a time, master up, open some pulling the string.
Fucking A, man. Yeah.
And, because you see the desperation in all of them.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't know some of these characters, but some of them are fucking assholes. Mm-hmm. And you see the desperate, even though they're assholes, you see the desperation in them as well.
Yeah.
And then not only was Muzan nuked, that's when he realized that the Caltrops were in there to slow down his regeneration. And that's when Lady Tamiyo shows up and sticks her hand in his abdomen.
Sticks it just straight in there.
Has him absorb her hand, which she said had the medicine that turns humans or demons back into humans.
Yeah.
And then he starts teasing her about, hey, I remember what's this holier than thou attitude of yours? I remember you killed your own family to suffice your own hunger.
Yeah.
You went on a killing spree with a smile on your face.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, yeah, this is my redemption arc, bitch.
Everybody loves a redemption story, bitch.
And that's when, fuck, I forgot his name, but the Stone Hashira.
Yeah.
Who is, I believe, if I remember correctly, is the strongest of the Hashiras.
Mm.
I mean, he is the oldest as well.
Mm.
And fucking hits him with that fucking... What do you even call that thing? I want to call it like a morning star, but it's...
Yeah, it's like a morning star on a 35-foot chain.
Because on the other hand, it's an axe on the other end of that chain.
Yeah, I don't even know if there's a name for that fucking weapon.
Yeah.
It, in real life, it cannot exist. It would be... You'd kill yourself like that. There's no fucking way.
I mean, there's the Kurama, which is a sickle with a chain.
Yeah, but that's only on one end.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, you could get away with that.
No, on the other end is a weight.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. There's no sharp blade on the other end of it. So, like, if you fucking throw that thing, like, you can just hold on to the non-lethal end and, you know, whatever. But if you have a axe on one end and then, like, fucking... You have an axe on one end and a spiky metal ball on the other. Like, you can't really, like, do much with that. Because then if you're going to hold it by the chain, well, then you're going to stab yourself or fucking whatever.
Yeah.
So I think in real life, that fucking weapon would not work.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, a lot of the Hashiras have weird weapons.
Yeah, well, it's an anime. That's kind of like, that's par for the course, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, one of them had a shotgun.
Yeah, that guy is cool as fuck. I remember that guy. Like... I was like, oh yeah, this guy's my favorite fucking Demon Slayer because he uses a fucking sawed-off double-barrel shotgun. And he's just like, get fucked. Bam.
Yeah, but then that's when the you realize that, oh, he already knew about this because apparently his clan has the ability to have foresight.
Yeah.
And so they agreed. He asked him, the Stone Hashira, because he's the only one that would let him be bait.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fucked up that he sacrificed his wife and kids, though.
Yeah, that seemed a little unnecessary.
To make it seem more... To lower more Muzan's legit, guard.
I guess, yeah.
But, I mean, 1,000 years this man has been fucking killing. He had to be stopped.
Yeah. Sorry. We got to sacrifice ourselves. That's about it.
If they even knew about it.
Yeah, true. They might not have.
Well... If they're his kids, they would also have the power of foresight. So
that's true. So they would know. They'd be like, oh, yeah, we're going to die right here. Let's do some creepy singing with this little ball before we fucking...
Straight up fucking, what's it called? The twins
from The Shining?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was some creepy ass shit, man.
Yeah, but that's when you get to see all the Hashiras arrive at the same time.
Yeah.
And he fucking screams, it's Muzan, because no one's ever... Tanjiro was the only one who's ever laid eyes on Muzan and lived to tell the tale.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Nezuko, but at the time she was muzzled, so she couldn't even speak.
Yeah.
And she wasn't in this episode.
True.
But, yeah, you see that they all instantly just love breathing, fifth form. Like they all
they go straight into, like, attack mode.
And it was cool, too, because Ginyu, whatever his name is, he uses the water breathing.
Yeah.
Which is the same style that Tanjiro was taught in. But Tanjiro learned from his family heritage and stuff that he actually has Himikama Kagura, which is flame dance, which we later find out was a bastardized version of sun breathing.
Ah, okay.
Which is the original sword technique that was taught to what's his name? Whatever. This guy is the only person Muzan fears. This guy nearly killed him.
Yeah.
10,000 years ago.
Hmm.
And he's using his sword. And now he's going to be using sun breathing. That was like Kimi Kagura was, so he was, he went, no joke, he went straight for his strongest attack.
Oh, nice.
So it's cool to see them all go in and it's just, oh, you think you, oh, you think you have me trapped?
Yeah. He's like, guess what, bitch?
And then he summons literally the entire demon core into the Infinity Castle.
Yeah. All of them, which, yeah, which it does again explain why they needed to, why he was looking for everybody and why he wanted to know where all the demon slayers were. Because then that's exactly what he did. He just fucking immediately teleports all of them into the Infinity Castle.
Mm-hmm.
And get fucked.
Fucking all of them were like freaking out except for, oh God, why can't I remember his fucking name now? Tanjiro Zenitsu. Inosuke.
Mm-hmm.
And Inosuke's like, the fuck? Oh, I'm going to get to kill tonight.
I'm going to get to get my dick wet.
And then Zenitsu was asleep, so, you know, he's about to go off.
Yeah.
And then Tanjiro had a little fucking shouty match with Muzan, and it just ends right there with them, like, she's like, yeah, I don't care what the fuck I had to do. I'm going to fucking get you tonight.
Yeah.
And like to me, like whoever directed this needs to do a master class on fucking how to do a season finale and to hype someone up for the next. Well, at first I thought it was a season, but now I know it's three movies.
Yeah. Like that was left on the perfect fucking cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
It gave you just enough of everything.
Think about it this way. If the next season starts and it goes into like backstory stuff.
Yeah, who cares?
Wouldn't that piss you off?
Yeah, oh yeah, who cares? I'd be like, fuck this, I'm done.
Like, you know, I mean, you left me here, start me there.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm hoping the movie does.
I hope the movie literally picks up at the little moment that the series ended. It just picks right up there.
They can do that whole thing like they did in, I want to say the Gurren Lagann movie, but it wasn't the Gurren Lagann movie. It was, they did the same thing where it was like the part of the season. And like it was the animation from the season.
Yeah.
And then when it came to the part where, you know, when the movie takes over, then the animation of the movie quality stuff comes in.
Yeah.
I don't know what movie it was, but yeah, hopefully they do that.
Yeah, me too. I think that'd be cool as fuck. I'm excited to fucking have an excuse now to go watch the rest of fucking Demon Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
So, which I'm going to. You know what? I think we should do it right. I think we should just rewatch Demon Slayer. Right. Well, I should just rewatch the first season. Luckily now we have time.
Do we?
I'm saying we have time until the show. Cause like I did start Jujutsu Kaisen and I need to finish it.
Once you get to the second half of the season one, you'll.
Yeah. So that's what's going to happen. Wait, what are the new, what is it called? The three, what was the other thing that they're saying?
It was a joke by Tracer, but he was calling it the next gen three.
Next gen three. The dark big three or whatever. Is that?
Oh, you're talking about the dark trio?
Yeah, the dark trio. That's these, right? That's Demon Slayer.
No, it's Jujutsu Kaisen,
uh-huh.
Hell's Paradise,
uh-huh.
And Chainsaw Man.
Oh, okay. So what's this one in?
This one's one that people consider the next gen three.
So it's this one.
My Hero Academia.
Uh-huh.
And I think at this point it's Jujutsu Kaisen.
Mm.
The only problem I have with those three is that they're ended.
Yeah.
Like three or four seasons. My Hero 7. But it's going to end up with 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Where Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach are like.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Massive. Oh, I'm just saying the number of episodes or seasons that they have is like insane.
No, that's small compared to the big three.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The big three are massive.
Yeah.
Is what I was saying.
And then above them, the big one with Dragon Ball Z is.
Not only has multiple seasons, but multiple series.
And movies.
And movies is. So.
Still the only anime to fucking bring peace to Mexico.
Yep. True story.
For 3 days.
Yeah. Still peace nonetheless. So, yeah, I think we're going to continue busting out. The Jujutsu Kaisen. Because you only
got 12 more episodes.
What?
12 more episodes if you finish the season.
Well, no. I finished season one. Or season one, I did 6. And then I gotta finish season two. I got to finish season one. So I got 6 more episodes. Or no, I did 13.
Yeah, 12. This is 24 episodes.
That's right. So I got to do, yeah, I got to do 12 more episodes to finish the season.
Yeah.
And then I got to do the next season, which is what? 24 again?
I believe so.
So, yeah. So we're going to do... We're gonna finish that one, and then I'm gonna roll back into doing. I'm gonna restart this Demon Slayer, so we can give it a proper review. and discussion, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that episode was fucking good.
Yeah, it's just
I would say that episode by itself, insulated from everything else, that was a 10 out of 10 finale right there. What do you give it?
Yeah, same.
10 out of 10? Mm-hmm. Sweet. You got any other future? Do you have anything else to talk about, I guess, for this?
Not for now, no. I just want this. I wasn't planning for this. I was just like, I had to talk about the shit now.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, it's perfect because you said it was all going to be like a 30-minute episode, and it was like we're 31 minutes in, so like that's perfect. Do you have anything you want to talk about for the future of the show or any other episodes you have coming up that are planned that are not?
I'm working on something right now, but I don't have anything finalized, so I don't want to promise anything.
Yeah, all right. For shizzle. All right, cool. Well, I guess I'll take us out then.
Yep.
So anyways, agents, if you want to do the syndicate a solid, you can go to @GameRageMagazine on Instagram and TikTok, @GameRageMag on Twitter/X. You can go to GameRageMagazine.com to hear all the other podcasts and loads of content that we have available for you. And if you haven't become an agent of the syndicate, you should become an agent and follow @anime_syndicate_podcast. On Instagram, TikTok coming soon. So, anyways, that's about it. Do you want to do a little thing or are we good?
Good.
All right, sounds good. Well, thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.